Dictation, 14th of December, patient, Judge, J-U-D-G-E, Ingram, I-N-G-R-A-M, date of birth 1-19-1953. Judge Ingram was seen for evaluation of hyperprolactinemia, per paragraph. He had no specific complaints, such as headaches or breast discharge, and was noted to have a high prolactin and a low testosterone in recent blood studies per paragraph. He has chronic renal failure, treated with ambulant peritoneal dialysis for the past 2 years, and also has a long history of hypertension and renal insufficiency per paragraph. Family history is negative for hormone disorders, paragraph. Social history, he does not smoke or drink alcohol and has worked in a counseling capacity for the city of Detroit in the past, period, paragraph. General review is unremarkable apart from history of chronic kidney disease and dialysis, period, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 144 of 78, common weight 242 pounds, and BMI is 31.2, period. The pulse is in the 60s, common regular sinus rhythm, period. The thyroglass not enlarged and the heart sounds are normal, period. The peripheral examination is grossly intact, period. The lungs are clear, period. Paragraph. I have reviewed the results of his previous studies, which include a prolactin level of 99, comma elevated, comma TSH 4.63, comma mildly elevated, and total testosterone of 101, comma suppressed, period. An MRI scan of the pituitary has not shown a space occupying lesion, period, paragraph impression, hyperprolactinemia, comma likely secondary to chronic renal failure and dialysis, comma hypertension and hypogonadism, comma consequent to hyperprolactinemia, per paragraph. He has expressed an interest in raising his testosterone level and I have discussed this issue with him, per paragraph. It's unclear if he has prostatic hypertrophy, so testosterone treatment is avoided for now, period. Instead, comma, treatment with cabergoline, 2.5 milligrams twice weekly will be instituted, per paragraph. Follow-up visit in 3 months' time is planned, per paragraph, end dictation.